Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Narlsky. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin juggles the ball. That's an error on Hudlin. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Narlsky. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a ball on the ground towards second. Porter can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skarret. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Toth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Myatt moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Myatt moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Narlski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein misplays the ball. That's an error on Rhein. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball four. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 2 in the game. Jamison hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Jamison reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamison scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Averill moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. Fonseca moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Hal Ryan. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Barry moves to second. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 2 in the game. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Barry moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Gerber now playing shortstop. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerber fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry fires to first and picks off Jameson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter misplays the ball. That's an error on Porter. Barrett moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elliott Bigelow pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Barrett pinch hits for Red Ruffing. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 3 in the game. Narlski hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Narlsky now playing shortstop. Bob Barrett now playing second base. Ray Dobenz now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-3 in the game. Reeves strikes out. One out. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skarrat takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Skarrat moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Williams reaches second base with a double. Skarrat scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Toth hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.